弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Peace be to all the brothers and sisters.
感谢主的恩典，看过我们能够平安过一个星期。
Thanks for the blessings of God that He has watched over us for one week.
小弟现在奉主的圣名，跟大家来查考心相契合的友谊。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I would now like to share the topic of friendship with hearts knitted together.
我们最近在读撒母耳记上，从十八章开始。
Recently, we've been reading from 1 Samuel chapter 18 and on.
一直到第二十章。
Up until chapter 20.
我们看到一个经典的友谊的故事。最 classical.
And we see a very classic story.
也就是说，在圣经里面描述两个人的友谊，大卫跟约拿单两个人的这个朋友关系呢，可能是最密切的。
And then we see the classic story of friendship between David and Jonathan, which is probably the closest friendship.
他们两个人原本应该是竞争对手。
The two of them, they should have been rivals.
因为一个是王的儿子。
Because one was the son of a king.
是这个做父亲的一心一意要培养他来接续王位的人。
And as the king, he would spend his life to raise him to be the next king.
那另外一个是神所高立的合他心意的人。
And the second was the anointed of God who was according to the heart of God.
需要来接续扫罗来继续管理神百姓的人。
And who would rule over the people after Saul.
那一个国只能够有一个王。
But the kingdom can only have one king.
但是这两个人在百姓的心目中似乎都是当王的材料。
And both of these people, in the hearts of the people, they are both have the potential to be king.
但是他们两个人的关系却不是互相的残杀。
But their relationship was not one of two who were trying to kill each other.
反过来，像如同一个人一样。
But in fact, they were actually like one person.
他们两个人的心都一致的。
And their hearts were knitted together.
最后还是彼此祝福。
And they blessed one another.
完成了一件非常非常经典也传颂万代的一个故事。
And so this is a very classic story that has gone passed through the ages.
感动了很多人。
And has touched many people.
所以我们刚好在读撒母耳记上的十八章，从昨天开始十八章，今天十九章，都在讲大卫跟约拿单的故事。
And so yesterday and today we have been reading chapter 18 and 19, which are about the stories of Jonathan and David.
那今天晚上小弟用这个两个人的友谊来谈一谈我们怎么样来建立在主里面真正的友谊。
And so today I would like to use their story to talk about how we can establish a true friendship in the Lord.
我们知道一个人的富足不在于他拥有多少财富。
We know that a person is blessed not by how much that he has.
真正的富足人不是说他住什么豪宅开什么名车然后他存款里面有多少数字。
A truly rich person is not a person who is not based on what car they drive, what type of large mansion they live in, or how much money they have in their bank account.
有时候我们在形容一个人贫穷，他说穷到剩下钱，什么都没有。
Sometimes when we describe how poor somebody is, we will say they are poor to the point that all they have is money.
就是说一个人他如果拥有很多的财富，
So that means that a person, they could have many material possessions.
或者是他拥有很高的地位。
And he may have a high social status.
但是他身边连一个朋友都没有。
But by his side, he may not even have one friend.
那这样的人其实是很可怜的。
And this type of person is actually very pitiful.
我们常常也会觉得说这个人很贫穷。
And we would often think that this person is very poor.
这样的人相信不会有很多人想要去效仿他。
And there's not many people who would like to be like this person.
但是反过来，一个人他可能是一个普通人。
But on the other hand, there could be a very average person.
虽然他可能没有很多财富。
Maybe he does not have a lot of material possessions.
可是当他的身边有很多真的是很关爱他的朋友。
But by his side are many friends who truly care about him.
那这些朋友是可以跟他同心合意的。
And these friends are have one heart with this person.
他们可以一起做事。
And they can do things together.
可以一起娱乐。
And they can be joyful together.
可以一起敬拜神。
And they can worship God together.
一起成长。
And they can grow together.
这个人他就是很富足的。
And this person is very rich.
他的生命是丰盛的。
And his life is abundant.
所以我们今天如果从圣经看。
So today, if we look from the perspective of the Bible,
我们发现我们每一个人其实都在寻求这样一个非常真实的友谊。
And we realize that all of us are looking for this type of true friendship.
这样的友谊可以帮助我们走过人生很多的低潮。
And this type of true friendship can help us to walk past many low points in our life.
那在我们可能在信心快要失落的时候，这个朋友可以拉我们一把。
And when we are about to lose our faith, this friend can lift, give us a hand to lift us out of it.
也许是一句鼓励的话。
Maybe it will be through one encouraging phrase.
就让我们这个下垂的手、发酸的腿就能够再一次的挺起来。
And this will help us to strengthen our hands that have been, that are drooping down and strengthen our knees.
让我们这个信心的旅程可以继续往前行。
And so that we can continue on to this journey of faith.
一直走在这个神这个公义的正路上。
And so that we can continue to walk on this path of God's righteousness.
所以我们可以从圣经里面来看看这样一个友谊非常的重要。
So from the Bible, we can see that this type of friendship is very important.
那这个是我们今天在教会的生活里面一定要去追求去寻找这样一个跟我们心命相契合的朋友。
And this is something that we need to search for or find in the church, a friend who is this good.
我们没有一个人能够走天国路是单独走的。
And nobody walks alone on this journey of faith.
我们的家人其实有一天也会离开我们而去。
One day our family members will leave us.
就算我们最亲密的配偶有可能也会离我们一步先走了。
And even our most closest spouse may also leave before us.
那我们的儿女我们没有办法跟随他们走一辈子。
And our children, we will not be able to walk by their side their entire lives.
所以我们在每一个人的信仰旅程里面，我们都一定要有跟我们可以心密相契合的朋友一起同走天路。
So on this, this journey to heaven, we all need friends that can walk with us on this journey.
这些朋友一定在主耶稣基督里面找到的。
And these are friends that we can find in Jesus Christ.
因为我们有共同的目标。
Because we have the same goal.
我们会走在同样的路上。
So we will walk on the same path.
如果我们能够让我们的心能够这样子互相的契合。
If we can have our hearts be one in this way,
我们就会发现我们在天国路上绝不孤单。
Then we will realize that on this journey of faith, we will never feel lonely.
我们会感受到主耶稣的爱真的是充充足足够我们用的。
And we will realize that the love of God is abundant and enough for us.
我们现在请看撒母耳记上第十八章。
Now let us look at 1 Samuel chapter 18.
第十八章的第一节。
Chapter 18 verse 1.
这一开头就说这个大卫对扫罗说完的话，约拿单的心与大卫的心深相契合。约拿单爱大卫如同爱自己的性命。
Verse 1, and it was so when he had finished speaking to Saul that the soul of Jonathan was knit to the soul of David, and Jonathan loved him as his own soul.
这句话就一开始就说明了，这两个人一开始好像也不是很认识彼此啊。
And it, at the beginning, it did not seem that Jonathan and David really knew each other.
至少我们从圣经看到，是大卫到了这个战场上去打败了哥利亚之后。
And it was not until David went onto the battlefield and defeated Goliath.
那个时候，那个扫罗甚至还不是很了解大卫这个人物是什么一个人。
At this time, Saul.
Saul
was still did not really understand who David was.
你看他第十七章的五十五节啊，他都还要问他的元帅亚尼尔说：“哎，他这个少年是谁的儿子啊？”
In chapter 17, verse 55, Saul had to ask his commander of the army, Abner, who this person was.
连亚尼尔都不知道说：“哎，这个小牧童大卫是何许人也？”
And Abner also had no idea who this little shepherd boy was.
啊，结果那个王就说：“你去问问看，他是谁的儿子啊？”
And so the king told him to ask, inquire whose son he is.
好，所以呢，第五十八节。
And in verse 58,
扫罗就问他说：“少年人，你是谁的儿子？”
Saul asked him, "Whose son are you, young man?"
大卫说：“我是你仆人伯利恒人耶西的儿子。”
And David answered, "I am the son of your servant Jesse the Bethlehemite."
我们就看到，其实大卫之前已经被召到王宫里面去弹琴给扫罗听。
Previously, David was already invited into the palace to play the harp for Saul.
大卫他英勇的事迹在十七章写得非常的详细。
And in chapter 17, it very clearly writes the process of his heroic deed.
那当时候，你看当时候那个哥利亚在这个非利士人在向以色列军队骂阵的时候。
At the time that Goliath was yelling or was threatening the Israelites.
那个时候 圣经只有描述说扫罗跟随他的军兵，大家都很害怕。
The Bible says is that Saul and the army, the soldiers were very fearful.
我们圣经没有描述说当时约拿单在哪里。
And at the time, it did not describe, did not tell us where Jonathan was.
很有可能约拿单没有跟着扫罗出去对抗非利士人。
It is very possible that Jonathan did not go along with Saul to face Goliath.
好，那现在，因为如果是约拿单在场的时候，应该不会有这个事情发生。
And if Jonathan had been there at the scene, then this would may not have happened.
因为我们看到圣经都没有提到这个名字，我们不知道他在哪里了。
Because the Bible does not mention his name, we do not know where he was at the time.
那可是现在大卫出现了。
But now David has appeared.
把这个巨人，这个众人认为不可克服的这个敌人，把他打败了。
And he has defeated this enemy that no one thought was defeatable.
大卫的表现让众人非常的欢呼啊。
And through his actions, then the people praised him.
那现在就是在第十七章大卫跟扫罗这番对话之后。
And after the dialogue between Saul and David in chapter 17,
很显然约拿单当时候就在场了。
It is possible that Jonathan came onto the scene at the
time. 那时候约拿单的心就跟大卫的心深相契合。
And at this time, Jonathan's soul was knit to David's soul.
然后他说约拿单就很爱大卫，像爱自己的性命一样。
And it says that Jonathan loved him as his own soul.
你看这个时候，这个样一个关系哦，好像突然之间就出现了。
And we see all of a sudden that this relationship has appeared.
其实它不是突然来的。
Actually, it did not appear suddenly.
我们看到，其实我们看约拿单跟大卫两个人，他们有共同的特点。
Actually, if we look at both Jonathan and David, they both have their unique points.
他们两个人哦，都是非常的有信心的。
They have common some things in common, which is that they both have great faith.
如果我们看第十四章哈
，We look at chapter 14.
撒母耳记上的第十四章。
First Samuel chapter 14.
第十四章我们如果看第六节。
We look at verse 6.
这是扫罗带着约拿单去对抗非利士人的记录。
And here it is an event in which Saul brought the people out against the Philistines.
那当时候其实扫罗所带的军队啊，根本没有办法跟非利士人对抗的。
And the army that he brought was not enough to overcome the Philistines.
以色列军队论武力、论人数，通通都是没有办法对抗的。
If you look at it in terms of numbers.
然后这个时候你看约拿单他这样说。
At this time, Jonathan spoke these words.
第六节。
Verse 6.
约拿单对拿兵器的少年人说，我们不如过到未受割礼的人的防营那里去，或者神为我们施展能力，因为神使人得胜，不在乎人多人少。
Then Jonathan said to the young man who bore his armor, come, let us go over to the garrison of these uncircumcised.It may be that the Lord will work for us, for nothing restrains the Lord from saving by many or by few.
那当时候第七节，这个拿兵器的对他说：“随你的心意行吧，你可以上去，我必跟随你，与你同心。”
Verse 7, so his armor bearer said to him, "Do all that is in your heart. Go then. Here I am with you, according to your heart."
我们就看到，其实约拿单呢，他真的是一个对主大有信心的人。
So we see that Jonathan had great faith towards God.
他当时候。这个他的跟随的这个拿兵器人跟他同心一起。
And at the time, his armor bearer had the same heart as Jonathan.
他相信神使人得胜，不在乎人多人少。
He believed that the Lord could be victorious, and this was not by their numbers.
现在你看非利士人这么样的强盛。
Now we see how strong the Philistines are.
但是他相信只要神跟他们同在，他们就能得胜。
But he believes that as long as God is with them, then they can be victorious.
就真的在第十四章我们看到约拿单。他身先士卒的去击杀非利士人。
And in chapter 14, then we see that they were able to overcome the Philistines.
真的是神给他一个证据。
And this was proof that God gave Jonathan.
神也成全他的信心。
That God fulfilled his faith.
所以这一次的战役，我们看到约拿单是关他的信心是关键。
And so we see that at this time, the key to this success was Jonathan's faith.
那我们如果看第十七章。看大卫。
Now if we look at chapter 17 at David.
十七章的第四十五节。
Chapter 17, verse 45.
这个也是很经典，大卫对哥利亚所说的话。
This is also a classic phrase that David spoke to Goliath.
他说你来攻击我是靠着刀枪和铜戟，我来攻击你是靠着万军之主的名，就是你所辱骂带领以色列军队的神。
He said, you come to me with a sword, with a spear, and with a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied.
46节说，今日主必将你交在我手里，我必杀你，斩你的头，又将非利士人军兵的尸首给空中的飞鸟，地上的野兽吃，使普天下的人都知道以色列中有神。
46. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you and give and take your head from you. And this day I will give the carcasses of the camp of the Philistines to the birds of the air and the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel.
47节，又使这众人知道主使人得胜，不是用刀用枪，因为征战的胜败全在乎主神，他必将你们交在我们手里。
47. Then all this assembly shall know that the Lord does not save with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands.
你就看到大卫当时候是何等有信心。
We can see how great was David's faith at the time.
当时候以色列军队，你看他们真的是虚张声势，他们是真的是只是出一张嘴巴了。
At the time, the Israelites, the Philistines only had words of threat.
你看当时候那个以色列百姓他们是怎么表现的呢？
What were the actions,
面对这个巨人呢？
What were the actions of the Israelites when they faced Goliath?
第十七章的第二十节。
In chapter 17, verse 20.
这是刚刚你看大卫到了战场的时候，他看到了那个情景。
This is the scene that David saw when he came there.
他到了这个辎重营，就是那个放武器的地方，他说军兵刚出到战场，呐喊要战。
And when he came to the camp where all of the army was, that they were going out to the fight and shouting for the battle.
哇，他们当时候两军对峙的时候，看以色列百姓摇旗呐喊啊，如果你们有人就出来对战吧。
At the time, the Israelite army was shouting, and they were telling them, they were challenging them to send somebody out.
好，然后呢？第二十一节，这个时候说以色列人跟非利士人都摆列队伍，彼此相对。
In verse 21, it says that the Israelites and Philistines they drew up in battle array.
好了，等到这个哥利亚出来的时候。
Now Goliath has appeared.
二十四节，以色列众人看见那人就逃跑，极其害怕。
And in verse 24, then the men of Israel when they saw him fled from him and were dreadfully afraid.
就看到当面对一个他觉得是不可能打败的敌人的时候，大家都逃跑了。
And so we see that when they face an enemy that they believe they cannot overcome, then everybody fled.
所以其实当时候真的众人都没有信心的。
So at the time, the people did not have faith.
连扫罗王都不知道怎么办。
Even King Saul did not know what to do.
这样的情形连续了四十天。
And this type of situation lasted for 40 days.
根本没有解答了。
And there was no solution.
一直等到大卫出现的时候。
Up until David came to
see. 大卫说怎么可以让这个人来辱骂永生神的名呢？
And David said, how can we allow this person to defile the name of God?
所以他勇敢地说我出去对抗他。
And so he bravely said, I will go out against him.
他靠的就是神的名。
I will go in God's name.
他相信神使人得胜。
And he believes that God will give the victory.
所以他很有信心地说神必把你们交在我们的手里。
And this is why he very bravely said that God will give you into our hands.
我们都知道这个战争的结果。
And we all know the result of this
battle. 真的就是以色列大获全胜。
That the Israelites were very greatly victorious.
那这个时候我们就看到到约拿单他看到也知道了这个大卫的这个作为之后
，At this time, Jonathan knows about the deeds of David.
他的心就跟大卫心相契合
，And his soul was knit to the soul of David.
就很爱他
，And he loved him.
为什么
？Why？
因为他们都是共同有信心的人
，Because they are both people of great faith.
我们就看到这个真正心相契合的友谊，一定是建立在对神相同的信心上面的。
And so we see that people whose hearts are, or whose souls are truly knit together, it is based upon their faith on God.
今天我们的友谊一定是要建立在信心的基础上。
And so today our friendships must be based upon our faith.
有这样的信心才能够真的互相帮助。
Only with this common faith are we truly able to help one another.
才能够真的越来越依靠神，克服种种的困难。
That way, can we truly rely on God to overcome every type of difficulty?
所以我们今天在信仰的路上，信心是最关键的。
And so today, in our journey of faith, faith is the most important.
很多时候我们处理事情的时候，如果没有信心，我们就会跟世界人一样。
Many times when we deal with different matters, if we do not have faith, then we are just like the other people in the world.
我们碰到危险的时候，我们 可能也是 慌乱的。
When we meet with danger, we also are greatly afraid.
我们碰到威胁的时候，我们也是也可能是 叫警察来保护我们的。
When we face a threat, then we also will call the police to protect us.
这是表示说我们真的是对神失去信心的。
And this means that we have lost our faith in God.
我们真的对神有信心的人。
Those who will truly have faith in God.
凡事一定会先跪下来祷告求神。
The first thing that they will do in any situation is to kneel down and pray to God.
神使人得胜，不在乎人多人少。
Because God will give the victory not by whether man is few or many.
就是为了神名的缘故。
And it is because of God's name.
他说神一定会自己出手。
That God himself will appear in the battle.
要让人知道在这当中有神。
So that the people will know that God is there.
所以你看信心真的是最关键的。
So we see that faith is key.
当时候那个大卫跟约拿单两个人。
At the time, Jonathan and David.
你看他们两个人这个都真的是很像。
The two of them were very similar.
因为他们对这个神都非常单纯的信。
Because they both had very simple faith in God.
在敌人眼中，他们都是微不足道的小人物。
In the eyes of the enemies, they were just very small, very insignificant people.
但是神都让他们很奇妙得胜了。
But God gave them a miraculous victory.
所以我们今天我们要追求这样的信心。
So today we need to seek after this type of faith.
我们如果有信心以后
，After we have faith,
我们会对那个对跟主有信心的，我们会觉得说，我们应该跟他做朋友。
Once we meet others who have faith in God, we will want to be their friends.
所以我们要找什么样的朋友
？So what kind of friends should we look for?
要找那个真的跟我们一起祷告靠神的人。
Those who will truly pray with us and help us to rely on God.
这是为什么保罗他在提醒提摩太的时候。他这样说
This is why Paul, when he was reminding Timothy, that he said.
我们现在看提摩太后书第二章
Let us look at 2 Timothy chapter 2.
第二章的第二十二节
Chapter 2, verse 22.
提摩太后书二章二十二节说：“你要逃避少年的私欲，同那倾心祷告主的人，追求公义、信德、仁爱、和平。”
2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 22. Flee also youthful lust, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart.
你看这里提到这个一同祷告。
Here it says that you pray together.
所以这个友谊的建立啊
，and so the basis of a friendship
需要能够有共同的信心
，needs to be a common faith.
信心要透过祷告一起来建立
，and this faith is through prayer that it is established.
在祷告当中才有办法去追求更高的这个品德出来
，and it is only through this prayer that your faith can be elevated.
哦，所以你看他的行为会改变的
，and so we can see that then actions will follow to change.
这里你看他这个朋友可以一起倾心祷告神。
Because together with your friend, you can call on the Lord.
就能够追求公义、信心、仁爱跟和平。
And you are therefore able to pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace.
就彰显出神的性情来。
And these are the characteristics of God that you'll be able to
manifest. 所以要心相契合是在真理的基础上。
And so for your souls to be knit together, it must be on the basis of your faith.
是展现出神的性情的。
And it is to manifest the characteristics of God.
所以我们。为什么要在祷告上下功夫
？And so why is it that we need to put effort into prayer？
因为这就是我们真的能够有信心的关键。
It is through prayer that is the key to whether or not we can have faith.
很多事情看起来好像不可能。
Many things seem impossible.
但是当神做工的时候，就可能了。
But once God works, then it is possible.
当我们朋友一起来经历这神的作为的时候
，Once our friends are joining with us，
我们就一起成长，看到神的这个作为，我们会很感谢。
Then we will grow together, and when we see the work of God together, we'll be very thankful.
接下去，那个在大事上，我们就越能够信靠神。
And in bigger matters, then we will be even more able to rely on God.
所以要共同追求这个对神的信。
And so we need to both pursue together this faith in God.
然后我们如果看回来第十八章
If we look back to 1 Samuel chapter 18,
十八章，他接下去就说。约拿单爱大卫像自己的性命一样。
Next, it said that Jonathan loved him as his own soul.
第三节再重复一次。
And verse 3 repeats it again.
哦，第二十章的第十七节。
In chapter 20, verse 17.
二十章的十七节再重复，约拿单因为爱大卫如同爱自己的性命，就使他再起誓。
And in verse 17 repeats again that Jonathan, because he loved him, for he loved him as he loved his own soul.
我们就看到。这个心相契合的友谊呢，真的是既有这个舍命的爱。
And so we see that this friendship that has a hearts, their souls knit together, it is based on sacrifice.
真的是他们是彼此对对方都有这种愿意牺牲生命的爱。
that both of them are willing to sacrifice their own lives for the other.
当时候，其实对，如果按年纪来说，约拿单一定是年长的。
At the time, if we look at their age, Jonathan was older.
因为大卫当时候是个牧童而已啊。
Because at the time, David was only a shepherd boy.
所以扫罗才说这个少年人是谁。
This is why Saul asked, "Who is this youth?"
这个连他自己的大卫的哥哥都觉得你这个小朋友，你来这里干什么
？Even David's brothers thought, "This young kid, why do you come to the battle?"
但是那个时候的约拿单已经是王子了。
But at the time, Jonathan was already a prince.
他已经身经百战了。哦，这已经经过很多战争，很有经验的。
He was already an experienced soldier.
但那个时候的约拿单，他就很欣赏大卫他这个小朋友。
And at this time, Jonathan just greatly admired this.
你看，他说他爱这个小这个少年人，如同爱自己的性命一样。
It says that he loves him as his own soul.
所以他是很甘心的，很愿意为他舍命的那种爱。
And so it was a love that was willing to sacrifice himself.
我们看到那个。朋友最高级的那个关系是在什么地方展现出来
？And we see that in a friendship, what is the highest?
就是有那个关系很亲密的。
What is the closest or most intimate friendship?
主耶稣自己的定义的，主耶稣自己讲的。
This is defined by Jesus himself.
看约翰福音第十五章。
Let us look at John chapter 15.
约翰福音十五章。
John chapter 15.
第十三节。
Verse 13.
约翰福音十五章十三节
John chapter 15, verse 13.
人为朋友舍命，人的爱心没有比这个更大的了。
Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends.
你看到当时候，你看约拿单他对大卫的那个心，他说他爱他如同自己的性命一样。
And we see that Jonathan toward David, he loved him as if he was loving his own soul. 表示
他对他的爱真的很深入。
That means that his love for him was very deep.
按照主耶稣说，他这个爱没有他们之间的爱没有比这个更大的。
And as Jesus says here, that there is no greater love than this.
所以这个甘愿可以为他舍命这个爱啊，这个在人间里面能够找几个？
A love that is willing to lay down one's life for his friends. How many friendships like this can we find?
我们今天很多人其实都在追求朋友。
And many of us are looking for friends.
年纪越轻的人越需要朋友。
The younger we are, the more we need friends.
你看，特别到青少年的时候，他没有朋友，他觉得好像人生活不下去了。
As a youth, you will think that if you don't have friends, you can't continue living on.
但是事实是，朋友可能满天下，但是知心有几人呢？
You may have friends everywhere, but how many of them are truly?
什么时候能够看出这差不多到底是不是真的朋友
？And in what times can you tell whether they are a true friend?
就是当患难来到的时候。
It is when trials come.
当一切都很顺利，这个你有吃有喝的朋友就高朋满座了。
When things are very smooth, when you have things to eat and drink together, then you have many friends all around you.
但是等到真的患难来了，这些。你的这个财富享受都没有的时候
，But when trials come and all of your worldly possessions are gone，
还有多少人真的愿意能够留在你的身边来保护、来鼓励你，让你重新站起呢
？How many people are willing to stay by your side and to encourage you to stand back up？
我们就发现，人间实际上是很现实的。
And we see that in this world, many people are very fickle。
所以患难见真情。患难的时候才看到什么叫做真友谊了。
And so in times of adversity, you can see what is a true friend.
那所以你看，他这个时候，我们真的要在追求在主里面真正的朋友。
And so in the Lord, we need to seek after what is a true friend.
我们如果对主有信心之后
，After we have faith in God,
我们才有可能追求出这样的一个爱来。
Then it is possible for us to find this type of love.
因为这样的爱就是主耶稣基督的爱了。
Because this type of love is Jesus' love.
真的，主耶稣他为我们就是爱到。甘愿为我们舍弃他的生命。主耶稣的爱就是这样子的。
Because the love of Jesus is that he's willing to lay down his own life.
他为我们舍命的。
Because he gave his own life.
我们今天对主耶稣可能都还没有什么感动的时候。
Today, if we have no feeling toward Lord Jesus.
就像当时候，你看大卫哦，他也不太认识约拿单呢。
At the time, David was not very familiar with Jonathan.
但是约拿单说：“他说爱大卫如同爱自己的性命呢。”
But he loved David as his own soul.
那就看到说，其实在这个角度上看到，约拿单他就是在预表的主耶稣基督对我们的爱。
And so in this aspect, we see that Jonathan represents the love of Jesus towards us.
这个爱就是要跟要让我们他跟他的心密相契在契合的。
This type of love is to the point where his soul is knit with ours.
所以你看，今天我们要追求这个信心，会连带的会让我们生出爱心来。
And today we need to seek after this type of faith to the point where we would be able to manifest such love.
我们看以弗所书。
And let us look at Ephesians.
以弗所书的第三章。
Ephesians chapter 3.
第三章。
Ephesians chapter 3.
第十七节。
Verse 17.
三章十七节说，使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基。
That Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love.
十八节说，能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深。
18 may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height.
19节，并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的，便叫神一切所充满的充满了你们。
19 to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God.
你看到这里，这个主耶稣基督的爱啊，我们要能够体会，一定要先建立在这个信心上。
And for us to be able to experience this love, it must be established on our faith.
基督的爱是过于我们所能测度的。
Because the love of God is beyond what we can comprehend.
真的是在我们都不可爱的时候，他就甘愿为我们舍命了。
That in a time when we were unlovable, that he sacrificed his life for us.
那个时候，你看大卫哦，他真的，他是被动的来领受了原来的那份爱。
And David was the passive recipient of the love of Jonathan.
当时候，约拿单哦，你看他把他所有的外袍、战衣、弓箭，要他通通给他。
And Jonathan took off his robe and gave all of his sword, his bow, and his belt all to David.
甚至他都愿意把他的性命也给他了。
He was willing to even give him his life.
所以你看，当时候大卫一定非常感动。
So at the time, David must be very touched.
他突然之间有一个这么好的朋友。
All of a sudden, he has such a good friend.
这个朋友以后成为他非常重要的帮助。
And this friend later on would be a very good helper to him.
主耶稣基督，他其实就是这样子爱我们的。
And this is the way in which Lord Jesus loves us.
他所给我们的爱远超过我们所求所想的。
And the love that he gives to us is beyond what we request or can imagine.
那有这样的爱之后呢，你看这个以弗所书谈到，就是接下去那个神一切叫神一切所充满的都充满了你们。
And so this type of love is the which is filled the fullness of God can be filled in us.
也就是说在神国里面，在基督里面的丰盛。
And this in the kingdom of God is the fullness of God.
这个就是能够真的被神的灵充满的。
And this is to be filled with the Spirit of God.
真的是活在主的爱里面的。
Is to live in the love of Christ.
真的是在生活当中活出信心的行为出来的。
And is to manifest the actions of faith.
他们所以约拿单跟大卫他们这两个人他们之间所表现出来的这种美好的德性。
And so the good characteristics that are shown in Jonathan and David.
也就能够看出我们今天如果真的追求跟主的关系这样子亲密以后。
And we can see through them if we have this type of close, intimate friendship with God.
主耶稣也是这样子在无条件的在关爱我们。
And God will love us with an unconditional way, in such an unconditional way.
然后甚至都要跟他立约了。
And to the point that he would make a covenant with him.
哦，所以你看现在约拿单他把他的性命都愿意给大卫了。
And we see that Jonathan was willing to give even his life to David.
我们再看回来第十八章。
Let's look back to chapter 18.
第十八章。
Chapter 18.
那当然第三节啊，十八章第三节，这个就是他跟大卫结盟立约。
In verse 3, we see that Jonathan and David made a covenant.
那这个立约哈，就是互相的帮助。
And this covenant is that they will help one another.
当时候大卫是一个很贫穷、很卑微的牧童而已啊。
Because at the time, David was a very lowly shepherd boy.
当时候。因为他把他的那个最好的这个战衣啊都给他，武器通通给他。
Jonathan gave him the very best of his armor to him.
也就是说，你看大卫他什么都没有。
And so David was someone who had nothing.
因为拿单他成为一个王子。
But Jonathan as a prince.
他就把他所拥有的最好的给了大卫了。
He gave him what he had, the best of what he had.
还跟他说，我跟你结盟。
And then he said, "I will make a covenant with you."
有了这些战力之后，你看那个大卫，他马上不一样。
And as soon as David received this armor, he became different immediately.
这是为什么第五节这里扫罗就立大卫做战士长。
And this is why in verse 5 that Saul set him over the men of war.
我们知道大卫他是从被膏之后神的灵就在他身上。
And we know that as soon as David was anointed that the spirit of God came upon him.
那个神的智慧就在大卫的身上。
And so the wisdom of God was upon David.
所以大卫他就一直被描述他是一个做事精明的人。
And so it says that David behaved wisely.
那众人都喜爱他。
And all the people, he was accepted in the sight of all the people.
所以你看，当我们人一个人真的被神的灵充满的时候
，And so when a person is truly filled with the Spirit of God,
我们真的可以得到智慧
，And we truly can receive wisdom.
我们跟人的关系一定可以变得很和谐
，And our relationships with other people can be very harmonious.
所以今天你看大卫，他跟什么人都可以相处啊
，And so this is why David could have good interactions with all the people.
他甚至都尽他最大的能力要去服侍扫罗王。
And he gave all of his best effort to serve King Saul.
扫罗，你看多少次要追杀他，要刺死他。
We see how many times King Saul tried to kill him.
你看大卫真的是已经走到最后一步，不得不逃跑的时候，他才走掉。
And David only left at the point when he had no other choice.
啊，你看跟其他人更是和谐相处。
But all the other people he was able to be harmonious with.
大卫他有神的灵在他身上的时候
，and when the spirit of God was upon David,
我们就看到他真的是一个带来和平的人。
We see that he brought peace to other people.
他的精明并不会带来给人家嫉妒了。
And his wisdom did not bring jealousy to others.
你看第五节特别明显。
In verse 5, this is very clear.
当扫罗立他做战士长的时候，众百姓和扫罗的臣仆无不喜悦。
In verse 5, it says that when Saul set him over the men of war, he was accepted in the sight of all the people.
你看他突然之间从一个小朋友现在变成一个那个侍卫长。
And he has gone from being a young man now to being over a
commander.
A commander.
那就在扫罗王的身边呢，变成扫罗身边的红人了。
And now he is by the side of Saul.
那可是包括扫罗的臣仆，没有一个人会嫉妒他的。
But even in the sight of Saul's servants, nobody was jealous of him.
每人都很高兴，哇，这个大卫在王的身边服侍他。
Everyone was very joyful that David was by the side of Saul serving him.
更高兴的一定是约拿单。
And even more joyful must be Jonathan.
因为约拿单他看到现在他的父亲接纳这个少年人。
Because now he can see that now his father has accepted this youth.
现在把扫罗把大卫留下来，不要让他回去了。
And so now Saul has told David to remain and to not leave.
你看，只有一个人会嫉妒大卫，就是扫罗王。
And the only person that would be jealous of David is Saul.
那这个其实也就是因为神的灵离开了扫罗。
And this is also because the spirit of God departed from.
我们就看到，当一个人的心没有被神的灵充满的时候
，So we see that when a person's heart is not filled with the spirit.
真的，有时候我们人的情欲一跑出来哦，对一些人，我们一看你就不顺眼。
And so when the emotions of a person come out, then the more we see a person, the more we dislike them.
有时候我们的怒气，自己的情绪都控制不了。
And our own anger, we cannot control with our emotions.
要怎么改变
？So how can we change?
真的，神的灵才是良药。
The spirit of God is the as the medicine that we need.
当我们可以去找很多的这个心理辅导去试着控制我们的情绪。
We can look for many psychologists for how to control our emotions.
但是真正有用的是神的灵充满。
But what is most effective is to be filled with the Spirit of God.
你看大卫被神的灵充满之后他的表现。
And we see that when David was filled by the Holy Spirit, how his actions were.
跟扫罗神的灵离开他之后他的表现我们就看出来了。
And compared to how Saul acted after the spirit departed from him.
所以扫罗你看接下去就胡言乱语了。
And so after this, Saul,
他就乱说话了。
Spoke very carelessly.
然后你看他甚至想要刺死大卫。
And he even wanted to kill David.
他内心充满恐惧。
And his heart was filled with fear.
大卫越精明他越害怕。
And the more David prospered, the more he became afraid.
真的很奇怪的一个表现。
And this is very odd behavior.
那这个就是我们看到，当这个灵在人的身上，邪灵在人的身上工作的时候，每一个表现都不正常。
And so we can see that when an evil spirit is working on a person, then their behavior becomes unusual.
但是你看，当时候约拿单他看到他是父亲这样的表现。
But at the time when Jonathan saw the behavior of his father,
他却是越发的爱大卫。
He only loved David more.
我们看第十九章。
Let's look at verse 19.
你看，当时候扫罗王一直想要杀大卫。
In chapter 19, when Saul continued to want to kill David,
把大卫当作仇敌了。
And he treated David as an enemy.
那其实大卫是他最好的朋友。
But actually, David was a good friend.
可是这个时候，扫罗好像瞎眼了一样。
But now Saul is like it is like he's
blind. 分不清楚谁是他真正的朋友，真正的敌人。
He cannot distinguish who is a good friend or who is an enemy.
他当时候第十九章第一节，他对他的儿子约拿单跟众臣仆说要杀大卫。
In chapter 19, verse 1, Saul told Jonathan that and his servants that they need to kill David.
但是扫罗的儿子约拿单却甚喜爱大卫。
But Jonathan, Saul's son, delighted much in David.
我们就看到，你看约拿单他这个时候。对大卫的心不会因为他父亲的那些话而被影响。
And we see that at the time that Jonathan, he is not affected by the words of his father.
我们就看到这样的一个友谊，这个爱啊，超越了这个亲情。
And so we see that the love of this friendship, is stronger than his family relationship.
是因为约拿单他有这个信心。
It is because Jonathan has this faith.
他跟大卫的这个友谊是建立在信心的基础上。
And his friendship with David is the basis of it is on faith.
又有从神来的这种爱。
And it contains the love from God.
所以这样的爱就胜过了亲情这个不良的影响。
And so because of this, then it can transcend or overcome the negative influences from his family.
你看，约拿单他也是一个懂律法的人。
And we see that Jonathan also understood the law.
律法说要孝顺父母。
Because the law said that you must obey your parents.
那这个时候，你看扫罗，他这个真的像疯子一样的叫他的儿子去杀大卫。
But at this time, Saul had become like a crazy person, telling Jonathan to kill David.
这个时候，约拿单他并没有傻傻的就顺服他父亲呢。
And at this time, David did not blindly follow what his father said.
他知道他的父亲错了。
He knew that his father was wrong.
那所以呢，你看他接下去约拿单呢，他就去通知大卫。
And then following this, then Jonathan reported this to David.
他让他对神的这个信心超越了他父亲的这个命令。
And he allowed this faith in God to transcend the commandment that he received from his father.
他知道神的心意。
He knew the heart of God.
其实我们在这个十九章里面看到，约拿单知道大卫是神所高的，将来要继续做王的。
In chapter 19, we see that David is the anointed of God, that he is the king to be.
那所以呢，当时候你看约拿单他就去告诉大卫说：“我父亲想要杀你。”
And so at the time, then Jonathan told David that my father Saul seeks to kill you.
所以你要小心。
So you must be careful.
你先到一个地方去藏起来。
First, go to a place and hide.
然后等到我知道我父亲真正的情形之后，我再告诉你。
And when I see what is the situation with my father, then I will let you know.
那是这个，所以我们看到说，一个真正的友谊啊，就是当有危险来到的时候，一定会通知对方的。
And so we can see that in a true friendship, that when danger comes, then they will contact and let the other person know.
我们不会看着朋友在这个危险当中受害。
So that person will not continue to watch your friend to be in danger and to have harm come upon them.
箴言的二十四章哈。
In Proverbs chapter 24.
看箴言二十四章。
Proverbs chapter 24.
二十四章，如果看第十一节。
Chapter 24, verse 11.
第十一节说：“人被拉到死地，你要解救；人将被杀，你需要拦阻。”
Verse 11, deliver those who are drawn toward death and hold back those stumbling to the slaughter.
这里提到说，这个你看那个爱心跟朋友，你一定看到，哎，朋友要遇到灾难的时候，你一定会赶快解救。如果我们知道了，一定会事先通知。
And so we see that if you have love for your friend, that if you know beforehand, you will let them know about the danger they are in.
所以能够先通知他。
And to report it to them.
这是最起码的。
And this is a basic.
好，所以我们今天朋友一定是有什么好处互相分享。
And so as friends, when you have a common benefit, then you will share.
有什么危险的时候，我们就互相的通知对方。
And when there is danger, then you will let each other know.
然后呢，接下去你看第十九章的第四节。
And then continuing on in chapter 19, verse 4.
接下来约拿单向他的父亲扫罗替大卫说好话。
Then Jonathan spoke well of David to Saul his father.
说王不可以得罪王的仆人大卫，因为他未曾得罪你，他所行的都与你有益的。
and said to him, "Let not the king sin against his servant, against David, because he has not sinned against you, and because his works have been very good toward you."
第五节他又提出说，你为什么你当时候看到他杀非利士人不是很高兴吗？你现在为何无故要杀大卫呢？
And in verse 5 he says, "Weren't you very joyful when he killed the Philistine? But now why are you so angry?"
你为什么要自己这样子流无辜人的血，自己取罪呢？
Why will you sin against innocent blood and bring sin upon yourself?
我们就看到这个好朋友，他真的为对方说谎话。
And we can see that as a good friend, that Jonathan spoke these good words for his, on behalf of his.
约拿单是一个有智慧的人。
And Jonathan was a wise person.
他知道在这个情况下应该说什么话。
He knew what to speak in this type of situation.
所以约拿单对他父亲在替大卫所说的好话，哎，这个扫罗听进去了。
And so in this situation, when Jonathan spoke these good words on David's behalf, then Saul was able to accept them.
他提醒他的父亲要除去这个偏见。
And he brought up to his father that he should not have this prejudice against him.
要让他想起来大卫做过哪一些让他值得很欢喜的大事，怎么会忘记呢？
And to remind him what joyful things that David has done before and how he could forget those.
当然我们就看到第六节，扫罗听了约拿单的话，就指着永生的神启示说，我必不杀他。
And in verse 6 we see that when Saul listened to the words of David that he said, as the Lord lives, he shall not be killed.
好，所以后来你看约拿单叫大卫来把一切事情告诉他，然后带他去见扫罗，然后他就仍然势力在扫罗面前了。
And then verse 7, then Jonathan called David, and Jonathan told him all these things. So Jonathan brought David to Saul, and he was in his presence as in times past.
所以你看这个时候，那个真正的好朋友，他就是会让人得到和平。
And so a good friend will cause there to be peace to among others.
那个约拿单他用他的智慧替大卫说好话。
And Jonathan, using his wisdom, spoke good words regarding David.
就好像他在替大卫祈求一样。
It is like he is pleading on behalf of David.
他的祈求，扫罗接受。
And his plea was accepted by Saul.
所以他让大卫跟扫罗之间的关系重新修复。
And this allowed the relationship between Saul and David to be repaired.
所以我们今天朋友一定要互相祷告。
And so for friends, we must pray for one another.
我们真正的朋友就是会在主面前为他代求的人。
Our true friends will pray for one another before God.
有时候朋友之间互相来往，互相团契是很重要的。
And for our friends to communicate and to interact with one another is important.
但是更重要的就是这个代祷的功夫。
But more important is the work of prayer.
因为这个祷告能够让我们真的在神面前重新得到和平。
Because only through prayer can we bring peace, restore peace before God.
哦，所以今天我们弟兄姐妹如果能够真的从心里面彼此代祷。
And so, brothers and sisters, we are able to truly pray for one another.
我们有任何在这个人际关系上的一些摩擦，都会因为这个祷告而得到修补。
If there is any friction or tension between brothers and sisters, then all of these can be resolved through prayer.
那弟兄姐妹之间呢，才能够真的像一家人一样互相接纳。
And then we can truly be like a family to accept one another.
那所以这个朋友啊，这个互相的帮助很重要。
And so the help that we give each other as friends is very important.
那在这个患难当中哦，这个朋友的帮助会是一个关键。
And in times of trial, the help of our friend is very important.
我们看箴言十七章。
Let us look at Proverbs chapter 17.
箴言十七章。
Proverbs chapter 17.
十七节。
Verse 17.
朋友乃时常亲爱，弟兄为患难而生。
Verse 17. A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity.
这一节我们常常在背的。
And this is a verse that we often memorize.
我们有患难的时候，我们就会发现我们朋友很重要。
In times of adversity, we realize that our friends are very important.
我们在患难当中，我们的心有时候很愁苦。
In times of adversity, our hearts are sorrowful.
那这个时候怎么办呢？
And what do we do at this
time? 如果我们有好朋友的话，
if we have good friends,
真的就可以跟他诉苦了。
And then we can share the suffering in our hearts.
所以好朋友是可以讲出内心真心话的人。
So a friend is a person who you can speak the words of your heart to.
你如果看撒母耳记上第二十章，
if we look at 1 Samuel chapter 20,
扫罗一再追杀大卫。
That when Saul was seeking to kill David.
虽然扫罗他后来听了约拿单的这个话之后，他说启示说我不必不杀他。
Even though before when Saul heard the words of David, he swore that he would not kill David.
但是等到这个恶魔在他干扰他的时候，扫罗就忘光光了，他的誓言是一点用处都没有的。
But when the evil spirit came to bother Saul again, then he forgot his promise.
扫罗还是要用尽各种手段要追杀大卫。
And so Saul once again used every method to try to kill David.
真的，如果不是神的灵干预的话，大卫也难逃脱了。
And if not for the spirit of God, then David would not have escaped.
对，那是因为到第十九章的最后，我们看到那个神的灵就介入了。
And we see at the end of chapter 19 that the spirit of God came upon him.
让扫罗哦，他作为一个王哦，反过来真的是啊，自取羞辱了。
And so Saul as a king, he shamed himself.
所以你看，一个被这个恶魔在干扰人，最后就是不知羞耻。
And so we see that when the evil spirit comes upon a person, that at the end they're not even afraid of to be shamed.
你看他赤身露体，一昼一夜躺在那里，众人在那边看。
He stripped off his clothes and he would lay down naked all that day and all that night.
那这个其实就是神要给大卫一个机会，让他逃走。
And this was the opportunity that God gave to David to flee.
大卫逃走之后，第二十章说他跑来找约拿单。
And after David fled, then he went to look for Jonathan.
跟约拿单说：“我到底做了什么事情？为什么？”这个你的父亲这样子要来追索我的命呢？
And he went to Jonathan and asked, "What have I done? What is my iniquity? What is my sin before your father that he seeks my life?"
当时约拿单他不知道他父亲这个很离谱的行径。
And at the time, Jonathan did not know how extreme the behavior was of his father.
可是当时大卫跟约拿单说：“我离死不过就一步之远而已啊。”
But Jonathan said, "By no means."
就是我离死亡就是一步了哈。第三节。
In verse 3, then Jonathan said that.I am only a step away from death.
因为真的就差一步而已啊！如果不是神的灵介入的话，真的大卫就被抓了。
There is only one step between him and death because if the spirit of God had not intervened, he would have died.
所以当时候你看大卫就跑来跟约拿单诉说他心里的苦。
And so at this time, David poured out the sorrows of his heart to Jonathan.
当时候约拿单他对大卫说
，At the time, Jonathan said to David.
二十章的第四节
，Chapter 20, verse 4.
你心里所求的，我必为你成就。
Whatever you yourself desire, I will do it for you.
所以当时候，你看约拿单哦，他就跟大卫啊一起来商讨怎么样去真的知道他父亲的心意。
And so at this time, David discussed with Jonathan how to truly understand what was in the heart of his father.
再一次的跟他立约。
And once again, they made a covenant.
保证他跟大卫保证，他一定要让他知道他父亲真正的动机。
That he would promise that he would tell.Him the true intention in his father's heart.
甚至约拿单都到了愿意为大卫去冒生命的危险的。
And so Jonathan was willing to even risk his life, put his life in danger.
我们就看到真的那个约拿单跟大卫他们这两个人就像一个人一样。
And so we can see that Jonathan and David they were really like one person.
他愿意为大卫牺牲生命了。
He was willing to give up his life or sacrifice his life.Or David.
当然，后来大卫跟约拿单分开了。
But in the end, Jonathan and David were separated.
因为当大卫知道扫罗真的是要置他于死地的时候，他不得不走。
Because when David found out that Saul really wanted to kill him, he had no choice but to leave.
第二十章的第四十一节，他们两个人痛哭。
In chapter 20, verse 41, the two of them wept together bitterly.
大卫哭得很惨。
And David wept bitterly.
大卫就这样子跟约拿单告别逃亡去了。从此大卫离开了这个王宫。
And this was the time in which they said farewell to one another, and in which when David departed.
从此大卫过差不多二十年的逃亡的生活。
And then after this, David led a life of fleeing for 20 years.
约拿单回到城里面去。
And then Jonathan went back to the city.
约拿单回去到王宫去，他心里面实际上是一直都挂念着大卫的。
But even though Jonathan returned to the city, his heart was always with David.
你看到大卫，那个扫罗王到处去追杀大卫的时候。
And we see that when Saul was chasing David everywhere to kill him.
真正的好朋友是什么？
What is a true friend at that time?
看第二十三章。
Let us look at chapter 23.
二十三章的第十六节。
Chapter 23, verse 15.
第十五节。
Verse 15.
大卫知道扫罗出来寻索他命，那时候他住在西佛旷野的树林里。
So David saw that Saul had come out to seek his life, and David was in the wilderness of Ziph in a forest.
第十六节，扫罗的儿子约拿单起身往那树林里去见大卫，使他倚靠神得以坚固。
16. Then Jonathan, Saul's son, arose and went to David in the woods and strengthened his hand in God.
对他说，不要惧怕，我父扫罗的手必不加害于你，你必做以色列的王，我也做你的宰相，这是我父扫罗知道了。
17. And he said to him, Do not fear, for the hand of Saul my father shall not find you. You shall be king over Israel, and I shall be next to you. Even my father Saul knows that.
我们就看到这个时候，这个是最后一次大卫跟约拿单见面。
This is the last time that Jonathan and David saw one another.
那个时候扫罗到处去追杀大卫。
At the time, Saul was seeking for David's life everywhere.
在西湖的旷野这个树林里面，这是最后一次。
And this was the last time that the two of them met in a forest in the wilderness.
约拿单到树林里面去找大卫。
And Jonathan went into the woods to look for David.
要使他倚靠神得以坚固。
And so he strengthened him by telling him to rely on God.
告诉大卫说你不要害怕。
Telling David, do not fear.
我的父亲扫罗的手必不能够加害在你身上。
And that the hand of my father will not find you.
因为你必然是要下一个当王的。
Because he will be the king.
所以我们就看到这个真的这个友谊啊，就是最后能够互相坚固信心的。
And so we see that this friendship that they were able to establish each other in faith.
让大卫更有信心。
And to encourage or strengthen him to have more faith.
他知道，因为约拿单深知道神必是要让大卫当王。
Because Jonathan knew that God wanted David to be the next king.
他要让他可以坚固，不要动摇。
And so he wanted to strengthen him so that he would not be shaken.
我们就看到一个真实的友谊。
So we see that a true friendship.
总是在信心上互相帮助。
That they help each other in faith.
今天我们有时候信心会软弱。
Sometimes we are weak in our faith.
真的，大卫他在这个从第二十一章开始的这个逃亡过程当中呢。
And David, as he was fleeing before Saul in chapter 21,
真的有时候都快要失落信心了。
At times he really was about to lose his faith.
后来大卫真的跑到非利士人的地方去了。
And finally, David fled to where the Philistines.
我们就看到，在这个时候，约拿单特别跟大卫鼓励。
We see that at this time that Jonathan specially encouraged him to rely on God.
不要害怕。
Do not be afraid.
因为神必让你做王。
Because God will allow you to be king.
那个最后我们就知道大卫他虽然经过这么多的困难，神都保护他。
And we know that after David encounters so many trials or suffering, that in the end he was king.
这样的一个友谊啊。
This type of true friendship.
那我们觉得非常的羡慕。
Is one that we admire much.
我们知道后来。从这一次之后，大卫就再没有看过约拿单。
And we know that after this time, then Jonathan did not see David again.
等到他再看到他的时候
，then the next time
就是约拿单被杀的时候
，was up when Jonathan was killed.
那时候，大卫为约拿单做了哀歌。
And at that time, David wrote a song of mourning.
惋惜他这个好朋友就这样离他去了。
A song that mourns how his such a good friend has departed from him.
他们之间的这个友谊到底有多深呢
？And so, how deep was the friendship between the two of them?
我们看撒母耳记下第一章。
Let us look at 2 Samuel chapter 1.
撒母耳记下第一章。
2 Samuel chapter 1.
第二十五节。
Verse 25.
英雄何竟在阵上扑倒，约拿单何竟在山上被杀。
How the mighty have fallen in the midst of the battle. Jonathan was slain in your high places.
二十六节。
26.
我兄约拿单啊，我为你悲伤，我甚喜悦你，你向我发的爱情奇妙非常，过于妇女的爱情。
I am distressed for you, my brother Jonathan. You have been very pleasant to me. Your love to me was wonderful, surpassing the love of women.
二十七节说：“英雄何竟扑倒，战具何竟灭没。”
How the mighty have fallen, and the weapons of war perished.
最后的这一段大卫所写的哀歌就描述他们之间的那个蜜香气到底是何等的感人呢
？And so the song that that David wrote in mourning of Jonathan shows how intimate was their friendship.
真的，这样的一个爱情超越人间的这个男女感情。
And this friendship transcends the love between man and woman.
那让我们一起来追求。
And let us all pursue after this.
在我们的信仰旅程当中
，that in our journey of faith,
能够找到这样的一个好朋友
，we can find a good friend such as this.
在信心上能够互相提升
，that we can help one another to grow in our faith.
患难当中能够彼此相助
，and to encourage each other in trials.
能够在爱心上一起来追求成长
，and to seek together to grow in love.
让我们都一起来体会。这样一个好朋友，其实我们 在主耶稣基督里面都可以找到。
And that we can all experience that in Jesus Christ, we can all find a friend like this.
因为主耶稣基督他还是这样子爱我们。
Because Jesus Christ Himself loves us in this way.
我们都能够建立起信心之后。
After we can establish our faith,
我们其实就更能感受到主对我们的爱有何等深。
Actually, we can better understand how deep is the love of God towards us.
一起来唱诗。
Let us sing Him together.
263首。
263.